Today's Shir's Masechta, Erev and Daf Hey, we were going to Daf Dalet Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. As the Masechta had begun, Masechta began by discussing the halachas of a mavoi, that in order to be able to carry in the mavoi, one has to put a lechi or a kaira at the entrance to the mavoi. And we had learned that if the kaira is higher than 20 amas yamat, it has to be lowered. Haya gvoya mi esrim amah. So begins the shir. If your kaira was above 20 amos, balamat, and you want to lower it, kamamamat, how much must you lower it? Ask the Gemara, kamamamat, how much must you lower it? Kamadatarchlei. As we just said, it may not be higher than 20 amos. So if it's higher than 20 amos and you want to make it lower, whatever it takes to bring it down to 20 amos, that's how much you have to lower it. What's the question? Says the Gemara, Ella, the question that was Rachva Bekama. We want to make it lower, but how much into the depth of the Mavui do we have to make it lower? Rabbi Yosef says we have to lower it by a tefach. We have to make it into a depth of the Mavi, a depth of a tefach. Abaya says we have to make it a depth of arba, a four tefachim. So lowering is obvious, has to be to the depth of the amount that will be lower than 20 amos. Here the issue is how much into the Mavi do we have to go? And the Gemara is saying we have to go into the Mavi either a tefach or four tefachim. Says the Gemara, what is this machlokes? What is this machlokes the Gemara wants to suggest connected to? Lame b'ha kamifki. This machlokes is connected to machlokes that we're going to learn. Man da'am tefach, kesava mutal shtamish tach sakaira. The one that says that only you need to do a tefach holds that you're allowed to carry under the area of the kaira. A man da asar, a man da'am avet fachim, and the mandam that says you have to have four tefachim k'sov osl shtamish tachsa kaira. So a word of introduction is of course necessary. We're going to learn later in our Masechta a big machloikus, the fchesom abeis, a machloikus if one could carry under the area of the kaira or not. And as we're going to learn, that machloikus could be understood in a number of ways. One way to understand the machlokes is, as we discussed previously, that the reason the kaira is effective to be able to carry in the mavi is because of heker. That people see that kaira and they won't get confused between the mavi and the rishus rabim. Or, as we said, the other way of understanding why kaira is effective is because it's a mechitza. That it creates as if there's a wall separating the mavi from the rishus hayochid. The man the omer that holds you allowed to carry under the kaira, he holds because the kaira serves as a heker, and since the kaira serves as a heker, as soon as I have that heker, I could carry even directly under the kaira itself. However, the man the omer that holds that the kaira serves as a mechitza. The mechitza, so only within the mechitza may it carry, not outside the mechitza. So the simple way of learning this machlokes is that it's connected to the machlokes is the kaira there because of a heker, and then I'll be able to carry under the kaira, or is the kaira there because of a mechitza, and I will not be able to carry under the mechitza. Another way of understanding the machloikus is that everybody agrees that the reason the kaira is effective is because of a heker. However, the question is, for whom are we making a heker? Are we making a heker for the people in the mavui that they should know not to carry out to the rishus harabim? Or is the purpose of the heker for the people in the rishus harabim that they shouldn't carry into the mavui? The man d'amar that holds that you're not allowed to carry under the kaira is because the purpose of the heker is for the people in the mavui. And for them, And for them, the heker is inside the mavui. The kaira is already past. And therefore, from inside, from the place of the kaira and further, they may not carry. The mandam that says that you're allowed to carry under the kaira holds that the heker is for the people under Rishus HaRabim. So the people in the Rishus HaRabim may not carry up to the point of the kaira, but the people in the mavui could carry under the kaira as well. A third way of understanding the machlokes is that the kaira is effective because it's a mechitza. The question is, what is the mechitza? Is the inside, you know, do we have a kaira? Is the inside part of the kaira where the wall comes down? Or is the outside part of the kaira where the wall comes down? If we say it's the inside part that comes down, so towards the outside, towards the Rishus HaRabim, it's ready on the other side of the wall where I can't carry. If I say it's the outer part of the wall, that is considered where the wall, the imaginary halachic wall comes down. So anywhere up to that wall, anywhere inside the mavi, I'll be able to carry. So we had that machlokes. And now the Gemara wants to suggest that the machlokes that we're learning in our shiur today, if you could carry under the, if you, how deep, when you lower the kaira, must you go, is connected to that machlokes. The mandamin that says that all you need to go is a depth of a tefach, because he holds, like we just explained, that we look as if the outer part of the kaira is a wall that comes down. So the area under that kaira is already within the wall. And since it's within the wall, it's within the enclosure of the mavi, so you could carry there. And all you need is a tefach to make that mechitza should go down. Now, and as the Tosfos goes on to explain, it's not to say, says Tosfos, that this explanation of the Gemara is holding that the point of a kaira's heker, or mechitza. Tosfos says it's a combination. And since when you have a kaira that's higher than 20 amos, because you don't have the heker, once you lower it, even for a tefach, the people standing under the kaira, who we are learning now could carry under that kaira, see that the wall, we'll see the area that we'll see the kaira. And once they'll see the kaira, they'll be able to carry in the rest of the mavi. The other mandama holds that you can't carry under the kaira. Since you can't carry under the kaira, you're going to have to be removed from the kaira to carry. So even though the kaira, as the Gemara is going to say explicitly in a moment, is only a tefach deep, but that tefach you can't carry under. And the way Rashi explains, Chazal taught us that there are certain shiurim that have significance in halacha. Once the tefach is not the shiur that's going to work, because the tefach under which your mavi stands, you can't carry. So Chazal say we have shiurim, and once it's not a tefach, we have to say that the shiur is going to have to be four tefachim. Says the Maraloi, it doesn't have to be that's the machlokes. Can you carry under the kaira or not? It could be the kulam kasavri, everybody is in agreement, the mutl shtamsh v'kaira. You are allowed to carry directly under the kaira. So if so, what's the machlokes? The machlokes is a different machlokes. Masov, the Rabbi Yosef who held that a tefach is adequate, sov a kaira mishum heker. The kaira is because of a heker. And once you're standing under the kaira, even though it's only a tefach, but you're standing under the kaira because you're allowed to carry over there, you'll look up less than 20 amos from where you are standing, there will be a kaira. And since there's going to be a kaira in the area that's less than 20 amos from where you're standing, you could carry there. Umar sover, whereas Abaya holds, kairim shemachitza. The purpose of a kaira is, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, because of mechitza. In order for an area, in order for kaira, which is going to create a mechitza, to be considered a mechitza, It has to be for an area that is dalet ames, dalet tfochim. An area that isn't significant enough to be dalet ames, dalet tfochim, is not significant enough that you should make a mechitza for it. So here, if we want that this kaira to make a mechitza, we need that it should be a mechitza for an area which is at least dalet tfochim. So ask the Karen Oira, we learned in our previous shir that on a masra, if you have something prominent on top of your kaira, then you could be make it higher than 20 amas. So the question is, if a kaira works because of mechitza, so why should it make a difference if it has an amasra or not? In other words, if we're going to learn, he asks, that a kaira is there for a heker, so as we explained in that shir, even though it's above 20 amas, but because it has the masru on top of it, it should make that it's considered that you'll have a heker. But if we're learning now that there are halachas for mechitza, just like we're learning one of the halachas of mechitza is that a mechitza is not effective for an area that's less than dalet tfochim deep, so too should we say that we can't have the kaira go down and make a wall if it's higher than 20 amas, even if it has and a master on top of it. So he answers that just like we see that there was a master in the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash, the master may be made that it should be considered even higher and still be considered a Pesach. So he says that maybe a master means a whole new understanding. It has nothing to do with the way you look at it. It has nothing to do with Heker. It has to do that a mechitza of a kaira without a master is different than a mechitza for a kaira without an almasra. And a kaira without an almasra cannot make it into a mechitza unless it's 20 amas, less than 20 amas tall. If it has an almasra, then there's a new rule, and it could even be higher than 20 amas and still be considered a kaira which can make a mechitza. Vibay Seima, and everybody. So another way of understanding the machlokes is the kulam. Everybody agrees kair mishum heker. Everybody agrees that the kair is there because of a heker. V'hocha beheker shemato beheker shemala. Everybody agrees that the depth of a kaira need not be more than a tefach. And the machlokes here is: do we say that just because the top a tefach is enough, so too will be on the bottom? The mass of Rabbi Yosef holds amina shaheker. Shamata keka shamala. If on top for one tefach is adequate to be a valid kaira, so too the area in the bottom is enough. Well, Mar Sover, whereas Abaya holds, lawyer mina heka shamata keka shamala. And even though on the top a tefach is adequate, on the bottom a tefach will not be as adequate. And on the bottom you're going to need to have four tefachim. And I saw that the Sefer Goyin Yaakov gives a beautiful explanation why we should differentiate between the bottom and the top. He explains that people look up. So therefore, since people look up, even if you'll have a very small heker, it's only a tefach deep, it's enough for people to recognize it and the people to consider it a heker. People don't, however, look so much to the bottom. And since people don't look that much to the bottom, and in order for your heker on the bottom to be considered a valid heker, you're going to have a depth of dalet tfochim. V'bay seima, one more explanation in this machloikis of Rabbi Yosef and Abaya. The kol alma amrina heker shamata keker shamala. Everybody agrees that the heker on the bottom and the top is the same. And therefore, if the kaira, a tefach is enough on the top, a tefach ought to be enough on the bottom as well. There's a whole new machlokes, and that is, since people walk on the floor, we're concerned that if you're going to walk on that area, you're not going to keep that heker. So that's why they made a deeper amount, so that even if part of it gets rubbed out, because people walk on it, you'll still always be left with one tefach. So says the Tzlach, according to this, everybody really agrees that a tefach would be adequate. The only thing is, Abaya said make four tefachim because we're concerned that it's going to get rubbed out. What's going to be if it got rubbed out? It'll still be fine Because according to this teretz, Abayis really agrees that one tefach is enough. He made it gzeira because we're concerned it's going to get rubbed out. So even if part of it got rubbed out, I'm fine. Whereas according to the other explanations that we offer in today's shir, if it gets rubbed out more, if it gets rubbed out, that if you lose part of the four tefachim, whereas we learned in those explanations, it's critical that it should be four tefachim. It's critical that it should be four tefachim. The halacha requires that it should be four tefachim. So if you're going to lose part of that area, it will not be considered it will not be acceptable if even a drop less than four tefachim will be rubbed out. Continues the Gemara. Haya, we learned, pachs mesar tefachim. If your mavui height doesn't have 10 tefachim, chakik ba, and now you dug into the ground, lashlim alasara, that you'll have 10 tefachim depth. So now the Gemara asks here, kama chaykik, how deep do you have to dig that it should be the proper height? Ask the Gemara, as we began today's shir, kama chaykik, how deep do you have to go? Kama tzarchle, as much as you have to dig to get 10 tefachim. Says the Gemara, the question isn't in the depth. The depth is obviously you have to dig till you'll get at least 10 tefachim. How much into the mavui do you have to go with that depth? Rabbi Yosef Amar arba tefachim. Rabbi Yosef says that you have to go 4 tefachim into the mavui with that depth. And Abaye Amar arba amas. Abaye says you have to go 4 amas into that depth. So Rashi makes a very interesting observation. Rashi says that the Gemara, at the beginning of our shiur, when it wanted to speak about how much into the mavi do you have to go, the Gemara used the word rochvai bekama. Here, the Gemara, when it wants to have the similar question, doesn't use the word rochvai, uses the word mashchai. So Rashi wants to know, why does the Gemara change its wording? So he says, there's a difference when you're digging into the ground or when you're not digging into the ground. When you're digging deep into the ground, then the right word to use is moshach. When you're not digging in the ground, when you're actually raising the ground, then the right word to use is rochvai. It's also interesting to point out that our Gemara has been focusing how much into the mavi do you have to go, whether it's too tall or too high, the kaira, or whether the mavi is too low. The Gemara hasn't been focusing about how wide do you have to go. And it's a machloikus rishonim. The Rosh, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and that's the opinion of the Meiri and the Rambam and the Mordechai. And the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch and the Meiri paskin that it has to be for the entire width of the Mavi, or the entire width of the Kaira. The Rambam and the Mordechai say that, no, you don't have to do more than 4 amos is enough. The width of 4 amos, by whatever amount you have to go into the Mavi, as we're learning in our Shia today, there's actually Machloikis, how much you have to go in. We have the Machloikis both by a Kaira that's too tall. We have the Machloikis now by a Mavi that's too low. By both of them, it's only for the shear of 4 amos that you have to do so according to those Rishonim. Says the Gemara. So here we had a machloikus. When your mavui was too low and you dug and you're digging, how deep do you have to go? A machloikus, according to Rabbi Yosef, you have to go 4 tefachim, and by you have to go 4 amos. Suggest the Gemara. Lema, but Rav Ami Rasi kamaflgi, that this machloikus is connected to a machloikus of Rav Ami Ravasi, Ditmar. In Yeshiva, they learned the following machlokes. Mavi shenifritza mitzidoi klapei roishai. We've been focused in our shiurim with the entranceway to the mavi. But of course, the mavi doesn't only have an entranceway. The mavi has side walls as well. And the question that we're going to be discussing now is if there's a breach in one of the walls on the side. What is the halacha in that breach, that it should disqualify the mavi? So it says, mavi shenifritza mitzidoi, If a Mavi has a breach on the side, Klapa Roshay, somewhere near to the entrance of the Mavi, Itma Mishmeder of Ami Ravasi, we learned in the name of Ami Ravasi, Im Yesham Pas Arba, if before this breach, there is a, there's still left a wall of four tfachim, Matam Pirzad Eser, then even if the breach is 10 Amis wide, it's still not going to disqualify the halacha of the Mavi, and as long as there's a lechi or kaira at the entranceway of the Mavi, it doesn't bother us. We look at this breach on the side as an another entranceway to the Mavi. However, Vimlav, but if there is no wall left towards the front of the Mavi on the side, and again, as we begin these sugyas, we need to look at the diagrams. We're going to use the diagrams in the Sefer of in the Oiz V'Hadar diagrams, and the diagrams that we're now going to use are diagrams 17 and 18. 17, we see there's a wall that's four tefachim wide, and there's a breach of 10 amos. That's when it's fine. Diagram 18 is where there is no four tefachim wall. Mimlav, there is no four tefachim wall left here on the side. So pachs mishloisha, if there's less than three tefachim, if the breach is less than three tefachim deep, matter that mavi is still considered fine. Shloisha, but if it's more, if the breach is more than three tefachim, ain't a matter. Then it's not going to be fine because that's not considered a breach anymore. That's not considered an entrance. That's considered a broken wall. And if it's a broken wall, it disqualifies the mavi. Suggest the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef that says that the shear is dal tefachim, islay de Rav Ami, will agree with what Rav Ami, actually Rav Asi as well said, that if you have four tefachim, only 10 amis will disqualify your mavi. And here too, as long as you have a depth, going into your mavi, a depth of greater than 10 tefachim, your mavi is going to be considered a valid mavi. Labaya, whereas Abaya, less later of Ami, will not agree with Rav Ami, and he says that he'll hold that you always have to have the wall that we look in diagram 17 has to be, according to Abaya, four amos. And that's why here he'll require four amos. And also, when you're digging into your mavui, you're going to have to dig four amos into the mavui. Amalek Abaya, says Abaya, not necessarily. I could agree with the din that Rav Ami and Rav Asi taught us. Hasam, whereas there, the case of Ami with Rav Asi were teaching us, was talking about Soif Mavi. You had a full-fledged Mavi, and then there was a breach in the wall. So there, Rav Ami and Rav Asi teach us that as long as I'm left with a wall that's four tefachim, that's good enough. Hacha. But what are we doing in our Gemara? In our Gemara, what we're trying to accomplish is we're trying to build a Mavi. You started off with a Mavi that wasn't deep enough, that didn't have the proper height. You want to make a kosher Mavi. If you want to make a kosher Mavi, it has to have an area, you have to dig Dalet Amos into that Mavi. E Ika Arba Amos. If you dig four amos into the mavi in, it will be considered a valid mavi. Eloi, but if you don't dig that deep into the mavi, loi, it won't be considered a mavi that all the halachas of a mavi apply to. Amar Abai Minon Minallah. Where do I know that that's the halacha? That to be that when you're creating a mavi, you have to have a mavi that's four amos. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us a mavi nita balech vikari. The halacha is, for an area to be considered a mavi, it has to have certain physical requirements. And as we're going to learn, the halacha is that a mavi has certain coolness, has certain leniencies that a chatz don't have. The Tanya, a mavi nita b'lech v'kaira, a mavi cannot, that all you need is a lechi or kaira at the entranceway of the mavi. And then you can carry the mavi. Of course, you also have to have shtufim mavaz, but that's not what our shir is about today. You have to have at least two chatseris opening up to the mavi, And each chatzar has to have at least two houses opening up into those chatzaris. If not, it won't be considered a mavui, and the halacha, it will rather be considered like a chatzar. And by a chatzar, the halacha is you have to have pass a mark of four tefachim from one side of the entrance, or two passim from the two sides. In other words, a mavui has this kula, but it only has that kula if it has these halachas, only if it has the physical characteristics of a mavi. Makes the Gemara's point. V'ibe arba. If you're going to say that you can have a mavi that's only four tefachim, hech tishkachsla. How could you ever have such a small mavi that will also have two doors? Because the halacha is that a door, to be considered a valid door in the eyes of the halacha, at least in the eyes of halacha in Hilchis Mavui, the door has to be at least four tefachim. So if the wall has to be four tefachim, if the whole depth, if the whole length of the Mavui is only four tefachim, how are you going to have two doors, because you have to have two chatzeris, to open up in such a small area? And for here we look at diagram 19. In diagram 19, we have this very small mavi with the two sides opening up to the area of the chatzeris and the batim. But it was saying that that opening on the two sides is only four tefachim, and a door, four tefachim, has to be without the mashkoif, the side post. So four tefachim is just not good enough. V'chi teima, so says the Gemara, the way we'll explain that the case will be, the pasuk le'bedoifenem tzoy, that the case that we're talking about is that the mavui is as we see in diagram 20. It's a wide opening, a wide mavui, and there on that back wall, we have plenty of room for two walls. V'chi teima, the pasuk le'bedoifenem tzoy, ask the Gemara, V'amar Rav Nachman taught us, Naktinan, again, there are rules how a movi is supposed to look. As we said a moment ago, Chazal were lenient and taught us that a movi had a lechi or a kaira are adequate. But what is considered a movi? That a lechi or a kaira alone are adequate? Kol she'arka yosol rechboi. Only when the depth is more than the width. As we just explained. But if we look at this mavui, it's much wider than it is longer. So that isn't a mavui. So the halachas that we're discussing would not apply. It's interesting to point out that Rashi says, on the word v'amar Rav Nachman naktinon, Rashi says, what is the definition of naktinon? Says Rashi, Mesoiris Aviseinu Uminig Mirabeniseinu. What does Rashi mean with this? So I saw that what the Rabbi Yishuv Mekutna says, that Rashi is teaching us how we're supposed to look at a shaila, how we're supposed to paskin a shaila. And he says, the way we establish what the halacha is that we know that this is Mesoiris Mavaseinu. We learned in yeshiva, and we learned that this is the Messiah that did is the halacha. And not only is that enough, that alone is not enough. It also has to be minig Rabbi Niseinu, that we saw that our Rabbi Niseinu followed that in halacha l'maisa. So we learned now a new halacha in Hilchis Mavui, that has to be Archai Yasvel Rechvai. So the Beis Meir says that there's no explanation to this halacha. It's a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, that in order for a mavi to be considered a mavi, with all the halachas that we're learning about a mavi, that it has to be orcha yosel rechbay. The Levush says that that's the way mavis were typically constructed. And if it's not constructed that way, it's not going to be considered a mavi. The Maral says a different pshat. He says when the oirich is more than the roichiv, it looks like an enclosed area. And since it looks like an enclosed area, Chazal were lenient and they said you could carry with a lechi or a kaira alone. But when it's not that way, it doesn't look so enclosed. And since it doesn't look so enclosed, Chazal were machmer that it shouldn't have the kulis of a mavi. So now we go back to the beginning. Rabbi Yosef presumably held that when you have a mavi that's less than 10 tefachim deep, all you have to dig is 4 tefachim into the archai. And the reason you only have to dig 4 tefachim into the archai is because that's the minimal shear of a mavui. But now the Gemara is asking, how could you have a mavui that's so shallow? Says the Gemara of Yosef, says, I'll show you how you could do it. The Pasuk Leib Karen's office. We go to diagram 21. The doors are being put on a slant. Since the door is being put on a slant, even if the depth of the mavui is only 4 tefachim, you could still put up a door that way. Amar Abaya, mina amin Allah. So, and therefore, since I have a case where you could have a door 4 tefachim, you now have established that a mavui could be only 4 tefachim deep and still be considered a valid mavui. But again, so Rabbi Yosef was able to successfully defend himself. So Abaye says, so we go back to the original machlokes of Abaye and Rabbi Yosef, where Abaye said that if you want to dig, you have to dig 4 amos into the mavui. And Rabbi Yosef said it's enough to dig 4 tefachim into the mavui, into the archai. So Abaye brings another raya to his opinion. On Rabbi Menah Minallah, I'll bring another raya to my opinion. Dam Rabbi Bechama, Amr Rav Huna, Lechi Aboil Medoif Neshamavi. And this is diagram 22, where you have a Lechi coming out on the side of one of the walls of the Mavi. Pachs Me'ava Amis. So if that Lechi is less than Dalar Amis wide, need the Meshum Lechi. It's considered a Lechi. Ve'en Tzarech Echi Lechi Latiroi, and there won't be a need for another Lechi. Arba Amis. But if that Lechi is so wide that it's Dalar Amis wide, need the Mishamavui. Now that Lechi is considered a wall of the Mavui, because the shear of a Mavui, again, Abaye's opinion, is Dalar Amis. And in order to be able to carry there, the Tzarech Lechi Achala Tiroi, you're going to have to bring another Lechi to be able to carry there. So you see that Arba Amis is the shear of a Mavui. Rabbi Yosef, who holds that the shear of a mavui is dal tefachim, says that halacha is not connected to this halacha. Lefuki mitaris lechi. That shaila is a new shaila. At what point does it lose the shame lechi? At what point does it lose the category of being a lechi? The halacha is ad ikka arba amis. Until it's dal amis lehavi mavi, I feel up av tefachim now have mavi. In other words, a mavi it is whether it's even dal tefachim. Here we're not talking, says Rabbi Yosef, about hilchas mavi. Here we're talking about hilchas lechi, and we're learning that when it's dal amis, when it's less than dal amis, it still can be considered a lechi. When it's wider than dal amis, it no longer can be considered a lechi. So the Gemara goes into this question that we just discussed. Gufa, Amar Rami Bachama, Amar Rav. Lechi aboilet medoif neshamavi. If a lechi is going out from the wall of your mavui, pachs me arba amis. If it's less than dalar amis, nidem shem lechi, it could be considered a lechi. Vein tzarch lechi echel atiroi, and there's no requirement to bring another lechi. Arba amis, if it's already 4 amos wide, nidem shem mavui, now it's considered a mavui, v'tzarch lechi echel atiroi, and you're going to have to bring another lechi to make it mutter. Oysa lechi. So now ask the Gemara. So if it's more than 4 amos wide, we're saying that you have to bring another lechi. So now ask the Gemara. Oysa lechi, that new lechi that you're going to be putting up. Hecham amida, exactly where you have to put it up. Eat the mokub lebadei. If I just attach it to what I already had, so I'm just adding to what I already have. And if the lechi that I had is not a good lechi, because it's too wide, so adding another piece of wood to it won't help me any.
Amra Papa. So therefore says Rav Papa, the Mupach Leila Idach Gisa. Put it on the other side of the, put it to the other side of the wall, and if you put it to the other side of the entrance, it'll be obvious that it's not a continuation of the existing Lechi. Rav Huna Breda Rav Shuama, I feel to him the Mukul of a day. I can't attach it to the existing Lechi, but what I need to do is the Matfi Bay or the Maftze Bay. So there's a few pshatim how to understand the Matfi Bay or the Maftze Bay. Some say that I make it either higher or lower than the existing Lechi. And since I make it higher or lower than the existing Lechi, that shows that it's not a continuation of the existing Lechi. It's an independent Lechi. Also, others say that it doesn't mean that I make it higher or lower. Rashi says, I also make it thicker or thinner. And the purpose in all of these action is to show that I'm not doing, I'm that this is independent of that Lechi, and this is an independent Lechi. There's a very bechiddush that Rashi says. The Rashi says that this entire discussion that we're having now in the Gemara is only when this wall was not put up to be a Lechi. And now, with our machshava, we want it to be considered a Lechi. A machshava alone can't make it into a Lechi. But if when I constructed it, I had in mind that it should serve as a Lechi, even if it's wider than Dalet Amos, it will be considered a valid Lechi. And Tosfos explains that why, if it's so wide, is it not a good Lechi? He says, because if it's such a wide Lechi, it's Dalet Amos wide, there's no Heker. And Tosfos says a Chiddush, that even according to the Mandomer, who we discussed at the beginning of our Shir today, that holds that the purpose of a Lechi was to be a Mechitza, he says that he also agrees that the Lechi has to have some sort of a Heker. And says, when it was put there, it says Tosfos, when it was put up there originally to be a Lechi, there's a kol. Everybody knows that that was what I was trying to accomplish, and therefore it's going to be considered a valid Lechi. This is Rashi and Tosfos Pshat. The Rosh and the Tor and the Rashba seem to disagree. And they hold that even if it was put up originally as a Lechi, once it's 4 amos wide, It's not acceptable. And the posh pshat is because you don't have a heker at that point. What's going to be the halacha if it wasn't put up as a lechi? But before Shabbos, you designated that I want this to serve as a lechi. So the Bach says that according to Rashi, according to the Beis Yosef's understanding of Rashi, verbally designating that I want it to be a Lechi will be like I constructed it originally to be a Lechi. The Bach himself disagrees. And he says, once it wasn't constructed in that way, then even if you make a verbal designation that you intend that it should be a Lechi, it'll be too little too late. Continues the Gemara in this discussion where you have this wide Lechi. Amar Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua, Loi Amaron El B'Mavoi Shmoina. When do we say that if the Lechi is Dalet Amos, it's going to be a problem? Is if the entranceway to the Mavi is 8 amos. Ava Mavi Sheva, if you have a Mavi whose entranceway is 7 amos, and now you have a Lechi that's 4 amos wide, then that'll be fine. Because you have another reason to be maker. Nita Ba'imim Ba'al Peretz. You're having a situation that most of your entranceway, if your whole entranceway is 7 amos wide, and 4 of those 7, which is the majority, is covered with a Lechi, that will be sufficient. Says the Gemara, why? Because says the Gemara, I can learn the following Kal V'Chaimer. I can learn a Kal V'Chaimer from a Chatzar. Uma Chatzar, just like a Chatzar. And as we said earlier in our Shir, Chazal were more machmer by a Chatzar than they were by a Mavui. A Chatzar, if it has a breach in the wall, Trishus Rabim, and a Teres B'Lechi V'Kairi. If you have a Lechi V'Kairi on that opening, you can't carry in the Chatzar until you put the Pas, Arba Tfochim, as we spoke about early in the Shir. Still, if it's Oymed Merubah, and the Teres B'Oymed Merubah Al HaPeretz, Mavui, that all you need to have is a Lechi V'Kairi, and a Din Shineta B'Oymed Amram Al HaPeretz. So Gemara is saying, if Ayman Merubah al Peretz works by a chotzer, it should certainly work by a mavi. And as the Rishonim explain, it's not that we can learn a kavachomer, because a kavachomer is only able to be learned by a din daraisa. These are din and rabbanon. What the Gemara means to say here is that from this din the rabbanon, from this din that we see that the rabbanon said by a chotzer, we see that the rabbanon were always makel when you have a situation of oimen merubah al peretz. Because as the Chazon Ish explains, what oimen merubah al peretz means is that you have that it's considered completely enclosed. If it's considered completely enclosed, then there's no need for any further help. So in our shiur today, we've learned that Chazal were more machmer by a chotzer than they were by a mavi. Why? So I saw that the Rashba explains. A chotzer was typically used much more because it's a much more enclosed area. Since it was used more, Chazal were much more concerned that this is an area where there's heavy traffic and you shouldn't come to carry where you're not allowed to carry. So you have to have a very strong pass to show that you can't carry there. A mavi, which is open to the Rishus Rabbim, was not that used altogether. Since it wasn't an area that was really used that much altogether, Chazal said Alechi or Kaira were enough. Another explanation, going back to something that we learned earlier in the shir, the Maral explains, since the Mavui has to be Orcha Yosfa al Rechboi, so as we explained when we learned that din, Orcha Yosfa al Rechboi creates an enclosed situation. Since it's already quite enclosed, Alechi or Kaira is sufficient. The chotzer doesn't have that requirement that it should be orcha yosfal rechvay. And since it doesn't have the requirement that it has to be orcha yosfal rechvay, so therefore you're going to have a pas dalet. But as the Gemara, mal chotzer, you can't learn the halacha of a mavi from a chotzer. Because by a chotzer, she came pirtzos besara, eser, any pirtza, any breach that's less than 10 amos will not disqualify your chotzer. Taima b'mavoi, whereas by a mavoi, pirtza b'arba. Even if you have an opening of arba tfachim, a breach of four tfachim, it's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, k'savar of hunabrei Yeshua, mavoi nami pirtzas b'eser. By a mavoi also, the breach is up to 10, a breach less than 10 amos is not a problem. So there's no chumra by chot, there's no kula by chotzer versus mavoi. Ask the Gemara, l'man k'mrinin, who are we learning, according to whom are we saying that Oymed Merubah should work by Mavi? We're saying this according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna's Daman Damit said that a Lechi that's sticking out too much, four Amos, we need to bring another Lechi. And to him, Rav Huna Rav Yeshua said that we're only talking if it's eight Amos or more. A Mavi of seven Amos, the Lechi is, Oymed Merubah al Peretz won't be a problem because it'll be Oymed Merubah al Peretz. Ask the Gemara, but you can't have all these opinions aren't consistent. Rav Huna Pritzos Bar Basfile. Rav Huna held that Favam and Aleph that a Peretz of a Mavu is four Tfachim. So now a question comes back. We can't learn from a Mavu that's Mut because Oymed Merubah, but we should learn that from a Chotzer. By Chotzer, a breach is 10 Amos. Only any breach less than 10 amos is not a problem. By a mavi, a breach of less than 4 tfachim, a cointer of Huna, it's a problem. Answers the Gemara. Rav Huna Ben Yeshua was not coming to explain Rav Huna's opinion. He was coming tam de nafshikame. He's coming to explain his own opinion. And he's saying like this, I agree with Rav Huna, where Rav Huna said that when I have a mavi that's too wide, when I have a lechi that's too wide, that it's more than 4 amos, I have a problem with that lechi. When is if the opening is 8 amos or more? But if the opening is only 7 amos, I will not have a problem because I will apply the concept of Oymed Merubah al Peretz. Why will I be able to apply the concept of Oymed Merubah al Peretz? Because I'm going to say, if by a chotzer, Oymed Merubah al Peretz works, by a mavi, certainly Oymed Merubah al Peretz works. Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, will not agree, because he won't be able to learn Movi from Chotzer. Rashi Amar, Rashi says, B'movi Shmoyin Anami Lo Tzarech Lachi. Even if the opening is 8 amis wide, I won't have to bring another lechi if I have a 4 amma lechi. Because Marvshach. Because the basis of what Rav Ashi says is we can never know for sure. If the lechi is covering most of the entranceway, so now we have the heter, as we've been discussing, of Ayman Mirubal Paritz. E Paritz Nafish, if on the other hand, the opening is wider, and then the Mishim Lechi, then it's going to be considered a Lechi, because it's obvious that it's not part of the wall, because it doesn't cover most of the area. My Amrit, what is your concern? That maybe it's exactly 50-50. It's an 8 Amma opening, 4 Ammas is the Lechi, and 4 Ammas is the opening. Says the Gemara, that is unlikely. The Shavu Tavai Kadodi, that's unlikely. Statistically, that's not probably what is the case. Have a Sofik Devrayim, and we have a rule Sofik, and this is a question by the Rabbanan. The whole issue here is only the Rabbanan, and Sofik Rabbanan, Lakula, we could be more lenient here. But what also now turns out in the Gemara is we have a new Kula. We have been spending over an Amid Gemara speaking about if you have a Lechi that's wider than 4 Amis, your Lechi is a problem. That's only, we're going to say, if your opening is 8 amis. And now we're saying even then that. But if it's more, since it's not the majority of the opening, then it looks like a lechi, even when it's wider than 4 amis, according to Rav Ashi.